The Colcloughs on RNIB Connect Radio.
Look at us, Tez. Like a pair of bookends. All these punters are no merchandise.
What time did Sybil sing?
She didn't. It's this boyfriend of hers, HIV. It's made her a right moody cow. Making us a laughing stock and all. We'll get kicked off this market. We'll get done under Trade Descriptions Act. Section B, Item 4, NATF.
What's that?
Nathal to flog.
Oh, get them off then.
I beg your pardon.
Your new line in lingerie. Screen that was. Hey. I'll give you this. You bought an all-new meaning to selling knickknacks.
Well, my knickknacks are staying where they are today, thanks. Well, they have been for several weeks, come to think of it. More's the pity. At last! Some phone call that were. If Rothlin were a game, you'd qualify for Olympics.
Wendy, can I have a word?
Certainly, Sybil. Get her unloaded, Tez. Looks like it's a board meeting up front.
Give me one guess. Peter the purse strings.
They put him in hospital. It looks grim. He's got a swollen knee.
Is that all? Water on knee? Can't they just give it a tap?
Do you want to take the mickey duck? It's out like a balloon. It could be to do with his HIV.
Don't talk ailed up, Sib.
I'm not talking ailed up. He's poorly. Anyway, I've come to tell you. I don't think I can carry on with the market. I'm jacking it in.
Jacking it in? You can. He's doing well. Cash flow forecast astronomical.
I want you to buy me out. I'm going prestatin.
Prestatin? What's in prestatin? Get serious, Sib. It's closed 6 months at year.
Pete's in prestatin.
Are you sure about this?
I'm sorry, Wendy. I have to be with Pete.
For good?
Well, till me and him get sorted.
It's all out, Wendy. The merchandise.
Don't look like there's much point.
Why? What's up with it?
Tez, be a good boy. No one thought to
me. Yeah, you'll have to pay me extra, because I'm skint.
Oh, blimey, Cheryl, the air's thick. I could cut it with a knife. You've been on the smokes.
Wrong, Sherlock. Free to pop round.
I should be popping off if this is the kind of atmosphere she breathes in.
You're a walking government health warning at times. Give it a rest, Nev.
Well, it stinks.
Your dinner, which I slaved over, is in the oven.
Go next door next time you want to chinwag.
Makes you think I've got time to chinwag. She came to help out with Nevy. He wouldn't shut up. His back teeth are giving him some jip.
Sick to the back teeth of inhaling your smoke.
Ha ha. Actually, Nev, there's a new toddlers group at the centre. Do you think he should go?
On his own?
No, you twerp. Do you think I should take him?
Do him good to mix, I suppose.
Big bag's all right out here, is it? I don't know what it is. It's me only more than cuts for.
Fetch it in if you want, Gran.
Friend of mine had a seat pinch yesterday. Oh. They left her back but nabbed her seat, filthy tea leaves. She had a right painful ride home. Have I come at a bad time?
Oh, I don't mind me, I'm just having some snapping.
Open the window. It's like a flaming opium den.
Don't you start.
Hello, little Nevy.
Watch him, he's ever so grumpy.
He want to be grumpy when he sees this chocky. Here, get your mouth round this little fella.
Gran, he's got enough problems in that department. You'll have a rotten before they come through.
Listen, his chest. You ought to get the lad off the quacks, lady.
Well, it's something going round.
Aye, something going round this room. Smoke.
That's what I said.
Shut up, you. You're out of lecturing.
Poor little mutt.
How's it going then, Gran? New job at the pub?
Just had a ride round there myself. The clinic. Pick up my last pay packet. Got this cleaner in temporary, haven't they? And judging that floor, she'll be more temporary than she thinks. Short of a tin of elbow grease, if you ask me. They'll see they made a mistake. Mark my words, they'll be down on bending knees for my speedy return.
And then you'll have two jobs.
Woman of many mocks. No, I'm happy enough at Potter's. In fact, I'm on my way back there. Though not in the capacity of cleaner. I'm having a little drink with a friend.
The one with the sore bum? Lost a bike seat?
Who? No, no, a new friend called Elaine.
You're paying him your wages back over the bar, eh?
It does seem daft to admit. Hey, you'll end up like her, Cheryl, if you don't watch it.
End up like who?
This Elaine I'm on about. Never without a fag dangling from a gob. Forever coughing and barking. Like this little lad here. He'll be ill as a dog if you don't do out about it.
What's this, Sybil? Packing your case?
I packed it once, then I unpacked it. Now I'm packing it again.
Not in two minds by any chance, are you?
I've spoken to him again.
You've been on that blower again? It'll be ringing up if it's on a cord next. I'm a bit concerned about this, Sib. We're whacking the bill, remember?
He don't want me to visit.
No need. You're on the phone every 5 minutes.
Oh, Wendy, how can you be so heartless? His knee's gone worse.
Heartless? Me? It's made of gold. Sounds to me like he's the heartless one, not letting you go and visit.
No, Wen. I can see his point. We just get upset. All we do is sit there and stare at each other over a bunch of grapes.
That's a change. Not talking after the pips.
Wendy.
Oh, right. I'm sorry. I didn't mean it. Go on, Sib. Tell me about it. I'm all ears.
He was on deck and he slipped and he banged it.
Oh, that's it then. It's badly bruised. Can't give me that's anything to do with HIV. Look, Sib. I've been reading them leaflets you leave lying all over the place. You can lead a normal life, it says. You can even do it.
With precautions, yeah.
What are you worried about? He doesn't do it with his knee, does he? Pete'll get over this.
Oh, I hope you're right, Doc.
Trust me. If you hand in your notice and quit that stall, we're both up the creek without a paddle, believe me.
Give me time, then. I'll have another think.
Thank God for that. Thought you were going to scarper with that van.
Oh, I get it, so that's why you're so concerned.
Sybil, little old me, thinking of number one. When have I ever...
No, I suppose not. Thanks for coming, Wendy. If you and Tess can manage for a bit...
Listen, I've left the apprentice in charge. Pubs are open. Let's go for a little drink. What do you say?
Ah, a top-quality tea set, madam. An excellent choice. Oh, don't worry about the print being upside down. It's a brand new range. Ideal for serving upside-down cake. Call it a tenner. Thank you very gladly. Humble and everyone.
Of course, it was a mistake anybody could make.
Oh, all right, Dawn.
That tenner should have gone in the bum bag, Tez. You shoved it in your pocket. By mistake, like.
Oh, yeah. No wonder, is it? A couple of hours, Wendy says. I'm knackered. A lapse in concentration, that was. Thought you were back at school.
Time off for revision.
Oh, you'll be telling me you're stopping on next.
I am.
Stopping on? What for?
I want a decent job. What is there round here, besides a dole queue a mile long?
Hang about. What about this market?
You must be joking, mate. I'm not living on backhanders. I'm going to make some of myself. Anyway, Mum says I've got to chuck it.
Chuck the market or me?
Both. I can't tell you.
Oh, well, you've told me now. Now push off back to school.
I mean, look at her, Tez. I don't want to end up like her. I love her to death, but she's getting worse. She said if I went back to school and did my own work, she'd quit drinking. Who's she trying to kid? I keep finding empties all over the place, shoved down the settee and that. It's like living in a flipping bottle bank.
But I'm a reformed character, Dawn.
You, a reformed character?
I've realised what a clown I was. Walking the streets, kicking stones, making nought but enemies. All I want to do now is make honest dosh.
Honest dosh? You might have changed, Terry Farmer.
Oh, why haven't I?
This expansion Wendy's on about, it's guff. The minute Sybil's over her sailor boy, she'll be back on this market. You know the saying, two's company, three's overstaffed. Watch it, Tez. You'll be squeezed out. See you about.
Squeezed out? Yeah. See you about.
Listen, Sybil, don't worry. We've got a good lad on that stall. Me and him can cope.
Are you sure?
Oh, he's got the gift of the gab. I can see the day when you and me can put our feet up and let him run it single-handed. We'll be company directors and Tez will be sales manager. I've got it all mapped out, kid. Another.
Oh, I shouldn't have come here. You shouldn't have brought me.
Sib, this is what company directors do. Either this or play golf. And we wouldn't know an orthodox grip if Sevi Ballesteros walked in here and give us one. Chance would be a fine thing.
I'm still worried about Pete. He don't know whether to tell the hospital his HIV. If he does, you see, it'll be down on his records. And that's fatal.
I hope not, Sib. Surely they could give him proper treatment if he told them. You know, if it was HIV related, I mean. It's water on the knee.
It's not water on the knee.
Luke, I brought you in here to forget about it.
Come on, we're a couple of good-looking girls. Let's eye up the talent, like in the good old days. Hey, them two at the bar. No sevies, I grant you, but worth looking at.
Stop it.
Hey, give him a wink. Let's have a bit of fun.
No! Wendy, they're coming over.
Ooh, still got it, Sib. Keep smiling.
Room for a little one.
No, Gran, go away.
They've turned back.
Oh, typical. It's no fun sitting on your own.
I know what you mean.
I was supposed to meet Elaine Steele, but I don't know where the blazes she could have got to.
Sit down, Gran. Join in the fun.
I thought his nibs would never get off to sleep. Nev, do you think I should take him to doctors? I mean, his chest's never been right for a while, has it?
The penny's dropped.
Because I was thinking while you were asleep.
Putting things into perspective.
Well, first you, and then Gran having a go at me. Maybe you're right. You are right. But the more you nag, the more you put me on edge. And the more I want to fag, it's a vicious cycle.
Yes, I'm going to punch your tyres.
I'm sorry, Nev.
I'm sorry. What for?
Arguing. Maybe I shouldn't smoke in front of Nevy. I'll take him down that toddler's group tomorrow. Let him have a run round.
Oh, it's not all your fault. As you say, I nag. But if I can give it up, Chess, so can you.
Well, does my breath really smell like a rabbit hutch?
No. It's not quite that bad.
Give us a kiss, then.
I'll make a brew. I'll bring you a packet of mints.
Oi, watch it, you.
Hello? What the heck's this?
What's up?
Well, across the road. The advertisement hoarding, they've gone and pasted up a tobacco ad.
So what?
But looking down on them kids at the community centre. Well, don't you see? It's glamorising it. I'm not having that.
Come back to bed. Where the heck are you going?
Phone to council. Get the thing ripped down.
Neville?
Dead sorry we're late, Tess. How'd it go?
Like watching Vale.
What? We've done a roaring trip by the look of it. Like I said, Sib, the lad's brill. Where are them upside down thingamajugs?
They're gone.
And them pot dogs we've had since Christmas and can't even give away?
Gone.
Right, looks like we've got some counting up to
No, gone. Swiped. Nicked.
Somebody's nicked our pot dogs.
How'd you manage that, you stupid nana?
I can't help it, can I? I was left on my own. I wanted some snapping. Oh, you can't expect me to stand here all day without snapping. I were only gone 5 minutes, but when I got back, they were gone.
The thieving swines.
Did anybody see who it were?
I stole the traders and drew a blank everywhere.
Hang on. I'll go and ask again. All right, Tez, you get yourself one. You've done enough.
What does she mean by that? I've done enough.
Well, you have, Duck.
Is she giving me marching orders?
I shouldn't think so. She were waving a flag for you today. Said you're a good, honest worker. Well, it's lucky, really, because I'm off to Prestatyn for a few days again. So you still need it.
For a few days? But what about after that?
Well, we'll cross that bridge when we come to it, eh? Anyway, you get off. I'll pack the rest of the stuff, and Wendy'll see you tomorrow.
Oh, she might see me, but she won't see half the takings.
Today's writer was Mark Bickerton. The Colcloths was devised by Tony Perrin and produced by Mike Hopwood.
The Colcloths return with another episode tomorrow.